Take your Bibles tonight, turn with me to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. I want to thank Pastor for this opportunity. I know he's had a busy week, and I'm thankful that I was able to take a little load off of him to help him tonight. And sure appreciate the opportunity. And Pastor, I love you and appreciate you so much. Tonight, what I thought I would do is, I know I'm already getting emotional, I'm sorry. Thought I would just speak to you from the heart of what God's doing in my heart. God's convicted me of some things the last few weeks. In fact, I kind of gave this lesson, preached it, taught it, gave a devotion about it in 29ers back a few weeks ago. And this is just something that God's doing in my heart. And it's amazing how the Lord, through events in life, and through just daily events in life, sends you reminders. And let me tell you a little funny story to get started. Plus, I got to get out of this tears that I'm in right now. As many of you know, back just, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Colin and I had the chance to go to Washington, D.C. In fact, Brian, put that picture up there. That is us, that is Colin and I, at the West Wing of the White House. Yes, that is the White House where the President lives, the President of the United States. And you don't just get, you just don't sign up for a visit or a tour of the West Wing of the White House. You have to know someone. Well, I had promised Colin 10 years ago when he graduated from high school that I was going to take him to Washington, D.C. Colin loves American history. He's a president buff. You ask him questions about the presidents, he can just give you the answer just like that. In fact, if you want to know the presidents, he can spout them off just like that. Well, I had promised him 10 years ago I was doing that. Of course, he went 6 years to college and finally graduated, and just because of the busyness of life, we didn't get around to do it. But just a couple of years ago, four years ago, I met a good friend who's a good friend of mine now called Andrew Friedenstein. He lives in Clinton, Maryland, which is just on the suburbs of Washington, D.C. And a couple of years ago, he says, "Brother Earl, I need you to bring you up and let you preach on my Friday night and let you see Washington, D.C. I said, "Andrew, that would be great, because I'd promised Colin 10 years, and I want to keep my promise. I know it's been 10 years, but I'd like to keep my promises." And so he arranged it out. But in his church is the director of security of the White House. And he was the one, and he's getting ready to retire. So he said, "Brother Earl, if you're going to come up here, you need to hurry up and get up here, because once he retires, we lose that open door." So Colin and I went up there. I got to speak through his Friday Night Bridge program, and we got to visit the West Wing of the White House, and there's us right there. We have had a great week. It's been beautiful weather up there. We parked 2 miles away from where the White House is, because you just can't get parking anywhere close, and a cold front came through, and it rained just like it did today. And guess what? We got wet. But you know what? We didn't care. We had a great time. Well, Cisco, who was the director of security, was telling us of a story about a man that was out running one day. And Brian, if you'll put that picture up there. And I brought this up because he was just telling about it, and I didn't have my phone with me at the time, but this is a place that we were walking by, and he said that as director of security one day, he was watching everything around the White House. Of course, they've got cameras everywhere there in D.C. And there was a man that was running up and down this street, just like, I think it was like about 4 o'clock in the morning. I guess he's just out there getting his exercise, but he was running up and running down. Well, on one particular time, he decided that he was going to jump that fence. Now, let me give you just a little bit of a background where the people are there. That is on the east wing of the White House. Okay, so that's on the east side of the White House. That fence there is about 7 foot tall. Presently, they're changing the fences and putting in 17-foot fences. And if you want more information about that, I'll be more than happy to tell you. But just because of the sake of time, I'm not going to do that. But he decided that this guy decided he was going to jump that fence and take a run toward the White House. Bad idea. Bad idea. He cleared the fence. He jumped the fence, cleared it, and landed. And, of course, sirens started going off. Alarms started going off. I mean, it, and I heard them while they were there. It was really loud, really, I mean, it's really loud. It's not, you know, it's just loud. I'll just tell you, it's just loud. And Cisco said this. He said, as soon as he landed, this was what he did. And the alarm went off, and he did this. He didn't move until the Secret Service got there just about 5 seconds later. But it made me remember something. It made me remember Psalm 46 and verse number 10. We have this little plaque over our kitchen, over our table in our kitchen, going out the back door, and it says this: "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." That's the title of the message tonight. And there's only 2 points. Number one, be still. And number two, know that I am God. But have you really considered this verse before? In fact, we were going to read the whole psalm, but just because of time, we're just going to focus on verse number 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. But have you really stopped to consider what this verse is saying? I really believe this is a very key principle to our walk as Christians. If we don't learn the discipline of being still, both physically and spiritually, we're never really going to know God in the way that He intends for us to know Him. Being still has a meaning of this: surrender. Of just surrendering. Taking our hands off and allowing God to move. Now listen, God's convicted me about this because I love busyness. I'm a person of motion. I'm a person that likes to get things done. I'm a person that's a go-getter. I'm a person that I'm at it. Something needs to be done. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's do it. 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 And many times I catch myself coming and going. Literally. And so do you. Being still is not in my DNA. Probably being still is not in your DNA either. Why? Because we like to be in control. We like to be in charge. We like to make sure everything is running apropos, just the way that we want it to be done. And if it's not done the way we want to, then we get mad, we get angry, we get in the flesh, we sin. And what are we doing? We're not allowing God to work in my life. I believe we have an all-sufficient God, don't you? Amen. I believe God is everything. He's all that we need. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a few moments. Paul said in Romans 3:10, that I may know Him. Be still and know that I am. I remember Moses saying this in the Old Testament. When the children of Israel asked, what is your God's name? What is his name? God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Do you realize that God has many names? But the first one we see is I am. I am. I am is God's name. Now let me ask you a question. What does that mean to you? Here's how I think of it. I want you to fill in the blank, okay? Fill in the missing word. I need blank. I need blank. What do you need tonight? Think about that. What do you need? Whatever word you can put in that missing blank, I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus can fill it. Because he is the I am. He's our total need satisfier. And just listen to the few of the I ams that are in Scripture. I am thy shield. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am with thee. I am with thee to deliver thee. I am thee to save thee. Jesus said, I am with you alway. I am he who comforteth you. John 14:6 tells us, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He goes on to say, I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Jesus Christ is all sufficient and he can supply all your need. Jesus asked Peter, whom do you say that I am? And that's my question to you tonight. What is your understanding of I am? Do you allow God to be to you all that he is willing to be and capable of being? Is your missing blank tonight, maybe I need a friend? Proverbs 18:24 says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Is your missing blank, I need money? I know some of you are thinking that. Philippians 4 says, my God shall supply all your need. He didn't say needs, he said need. Really, all you need and all I need is Jesus. Let me say it again. Really, all you need and all that I need is Jesus. Amen. He's going to supply every need that we have. My son just took a position at a church in Asheville, North Carolina. And I wouldn't say he's a needy young man, but he is a wanting young man. And he's told me of some things that, Dad, I just got a new one. In fact, he just called me yesterday, Dad, I want to walk you through my office. And I went, wow, that's a nice office. He's got a nicer office than I do. Just kidding. But he says, Dad, I'd sure like to have something go on my desk. And he was telling me about it. So what am I going to do as a dad? I'm going to find it. And I'm going to get it for him. Does it have to do with anything spiritually? Nope. But you know what? I love my son. And we have a loving father. And he wants to supply our needs. And you know what? Sometimes he will even supply our wants. Amen. Let me give you another one. Can I tell you another one? This is Wednesday, right? This is Wednesday, yeah. This last Monday, I was out mowing my grass. And I thought, I'm going to get this done now before, you know, it gets hot. So went out and mowed my grass. And you guys that know me, I love my yard. I love taking care of my yard. Yes, it looks like a golf green, Brother Sard. It's what it looks like. So I was out there, I mowed it, and then I got my trimmer out and trimmed the edges, and then got my weed eater out and trimmed. I didn't have any weeds this time, praise the Lord. And then got my blower out and blowed everything off, and all of a sudden I got everything done. I put everything back in my shed, and then all of a sudden it started raining. And I just stopped and thought, Lord, you are so good. I mean, it was perfect timing. I had just locked it up and was started back in the house, and all of a sudden, here comes the sprinkles, and then it rained for about 15 minutes. And I had, for about 10, 15 minutes, Lord, thank you. Because you know what he did? He blessed me. I didn't have to water my yard that day. He did it for me. You say, Brother Earl, that's just something that didn't make it. You know what? It makes a difference. Why? Because I wanted to make sure that I gave God glory and thanks for the little blessings that he's done in my life. He is my supplier. Do you need healing in your body, in your mind, your emotions? Jesus is the Lord who heals.
Amen.
Are you lonely? He said, I am always with you. He's able to take away that loneliness if you'll just learn to know that he is God. Are you hurting badly today because of a broken relationship, or maybe because of some rejection that you've experienced, or maybe a loss that you've suffered? God says, I'm there to comfort you and meet that need for you. Be still and know that I am. And that begins by being still with God. Taking time to get your body and your mind quiet so that you can know who he is. We get busy. And until you take the time to be still and know God, then you won't experience his all-sufficiency. You will not receive the power of the I am to meet all of your needs. As I was studying for this, I came up on something that was very good. Whenever the stress and pressures of life would become severe, Martin Luther would say this, come, Philip, let's sing the 46th Psalm. They would then sing Luther's version, which we would have come to know as A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Verse 2. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing, were not the right man on our side. The man of God's own choosing. You ask who this may be, who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, that means Lord of hosts, Lord of armies, his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. So my question to you tonight is, what battles are you facing tonight? Is your life so busy that you just haven't had time to stop and consider the Lord Jesus Christ? I know it's easy for us to do, We want to get up in the morning and read our Bible. We want to study it. We want to memorize it. We want to meditate on it. But so many times we just get up and we start with the busyness of the day, and we have no thought of God in our minds through the day. And then we wonder why we slip and we backslide, because what's happened? We haven't spent time with the Lord. What battles are you facing? Maybe what we need to do is this. Maybe we just need to take our hands off and just say, Lord, I surrender. Take my life, let it be. Why? Because I've consecrated my life to Thee. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank You for what this passage has meant so much to me. Lord, thank You for convicting my heart of many of the busyness that I've been going through. Lord, I want You to know, and I proclaim that I love You. Lord, I've humbled myself in a lot of areas in this passage, and I've tried to stop and consider You, and have stopped much of the things that I've been listening to. And these are not bad things. These are messages and good Christian music, so that I can just stop and concentrate and consider You and be still. Help us learn this principle. We'll give You glory and honor and thanks.